Can you just talk a little bit about like your personal struggles while you were writing this?
Sure. Well, what happened was I went through stage 3 breast cancer in a few years ago. A little while later, my arm got very, very big. I had lymphedema. They removed all my lymph nodes. And so I was going every day to have treatment done, and it took 2 hours. They would wrap my arm. They would massage my arm. And I worked a full-time job. So coming from that and then giving this 2 hours every day, I was to go for like 38 days to try and see if they could get my arm down. And to me, it was as bad as going through all the other treatments for the cancer because I couldn't use my arm. I was a photographer, was really depressed, laying there for 2 hours while they did this every day. I just had too much going on in my life, and it really freaked me out. And by like the fourth day, I like hit the wall, and that's when my dad said to me, you know, it's time to just give it up. Like, just don't talk to the person doing it, you know, about menial baloney everyday stuff. Do something with the time. And I'm like, what? And he just said, why don't you just lay there and let it come to you? And he's not particularly, you know, like he's a religious man, but he just said, let God just step in and help you there. I mean, he's not a religious freak, but he's a very religious man.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, just lay there and give it up to God. And I did. And I just, the story came to me within like 2 days. Everything started happening. Everything made sense. The story just came like almost in a dream. Every day when I would go, instead of dreading the 2 hours, I couldn't wait to get there and develop the characters. And at the end of the summer, my arm wasn't any different. It was the same size, which would have killed me, but I didn't care because I had a really great treatment. I shopped it around. I found somebody to represent me. And from there, it's been on its way to this, you know. I raised all the money myself. It was all donations from friends and family. I threw a few fundraisers, yard sales, all that kind of stuff. People were so generous. People that didn't have money, people that didn't have extra money, I should say, were my biggest supporters and believing in this dream that I had of getting this on the stage and kind of telling this story. And here it is. It's going to happen next week, you know. I can't even believe it.